Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Kisisa, the Torah tells us about the mitzvah to observe the Shalosh Regalim. The Torah says in Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Shalosh Pe'amim Bashana, Yeira'eh Kol Zechurcha Es Penei Ha'adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. 3 times a year, every Jewish male must appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan, and then after we enter Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a beautiful thing, 3 times a year in the Beis HaMikdash. However, there's an obvious fear that could arise in people's minds about this mitzvah. If the Torah tells every able-bodied male to leave their home 3 times a year, and those times are publicized, so to speak, what is stopping every single enemy of Bnei Yisrael to attack Eretz Yisrael during those times, chas v'shalom? All the people that would otherwise be able to defend their towns would be out of town. However, the Torah predicts, so to speak, predicts that fear. And in the very next pasuk, in Perek Lamed Dalet, pasuk Chaf Dalet, the Torah says, "V'lo yachmod ish es artzecha ba'aloscha le'ra'os es panei Hashem elokecha shalosh pamim bashana." No one will be envious of your land when you go to be seen in Hashem's presence 3 times a year. It's an incredible thing, this promise. And I believe Eish HaTorah, the amazing yeshiva in the old city of Yerushalayim, if I'm not mistaken, Eish HaTorah looks at this pasuk as one of the many proofs that Hashem wrote the Torah. And I'll say parenthetically that Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, who died in 1888, and others hint to this idea as well. If a human were to write the Torah, he or she would never make that promise. They could never make that promise. Which human can make that guarantee? How long would a religion like that last if the guarantee were made that 3 times a year, every able-bodied male, the same males that would otherwise be defending their towns and villages, those males must leave those same towns and villages in a very public and communal fashion, and no one will attack your land? That kind of mitzvah and that kind of guarantee can only be made by Melech Malchei Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, we have to ask the following question about this promise. Back in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah also mentioned the mitzvah of the Shalosh Regalim. However, the guarantee of Lo Yachmod Ish Es Artzecha is not mentioned there. Why is the promise that no one will be envious of our land during the Shalosh Regalim, why is it mentioned only in Parshas Kisisa and not in Parshas Mishpatim when the Shalosh Regalim are also mentioned? In fact, the Chizkuni, Rav Chizkiya ben Manoach, who lived in the 13th century, says the whole reason the mitzvah is repeated in Parshas Kisisa is to add this very idea, Lo Yachmod Ish Es Artzecha. But this only adds to the question, why didn't the Torah just say that in Parshas Mishpatim in the first place? Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, who died in 1926, offers a beautiful explanation in his Perush on the Chumash, the Meshech Chachma. He quotes the Gemara in Maseches Eruvin Daf Nundal Ramad Aleph, which says in the name of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, if the Luchos were never broken, had the Luchos not been broken, then Ein kol uma velashon sholetes bahen. No nation, no language, so to speak, would have ruled over Bnei Israel. However, once the Luchos were indeed broken, once the episode of the Egel Azav happened, then a whole new dynamic in Israel was introduced. National envy. Back in Parshas Mishpatim, before the Luchos were broken, no one would have wanted our land. No one would have been envious of our land, and no one fought to take our land. And therefore, there was no need for a guarantee that our land would be safe. However, when the mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel is mentioned in Parshas Kisisa, that, in other words, after the Luchos were broken, and after the Luchos were broken, the dynamics have changed. People now do want our land. They are envious of this beautiful country, of our homeland, and everything we've accomplished here. And that is why here, in Parshas Kisisa, we need the guarantee of Lo Yachmod Ish Es Artzecha. This is a powerful idea. It's also a painful idea to convey, especially now, almost 5 months into the war of October 7th. There is so much to say and so many thoughts that run through our heads. But suffice it to say that we daven with our full hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He bless us to undo and help us undo the sin and the wrongdoing of the Egel HaZahav. And God willing, may we be able to live peacefully in our homeland. Have an amazing day, everyone.